Shabbat Shalom, my dear friends, my brothers and sisters. Shabbat Shalom, this wonderful evening. And it's a blessing to check in with you. And I have a blessing, of course, from the Word of God. Now, I share this often with many, and I want to share this with you tonight, this evening. Because I encounter a lot of people that find it troublesome to sleep. Yeah, sometimes we got to talk about issues that are real, issues that are real to people that are causing them problems, and that is not sleeping well or not sleeping at all. Some people have night disturbances, night terrors, sleep paralysis, nightmares, insomnia. You know, those are just a few common and well-known conditions that prevent people from having a good night's sleep. Now, let me tell you one thing, that the Lord God Almighty, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, 100% definitely want each and every one of the children of God to sleep well, to sleep a good night's sleep. So I pray in agreement with those, and those that have any hindrance in their sleep. And that is Proverbs 3:24. And I encourage you and others, because we tell you what, we do need a good night's sleep. That is definitely, sleep is created by God, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father and the Holy Spirit. Sleep is a wonderful thing. And I do thank you so much for the thumbs up that you've been giving. These videos are now reaching the levels, the people that need to hear these messages. So Shabbat Shalom, if you're just checking in. We're talking about sleeping a good night's sleep, we're talking about the body of Christ here, how many people actually suffer and are prevented in any way, shape or form from a good night sleep, that are somehow troubled with any of those things that block their sleep. And Proverbs 3:24 is what has to be prayed, and it would have to be declared, and it has to be read out loud, and you have to stand upon it. You have to stand upon the Word of God. You have to stand upon that Proverbs 3:24. And I'll tell you one thing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that works. And I just feel sorry for people that are suffering because they don't get enough sleep. They don't get a good night's sleep. That's not of God. The enemy, John 10:10, the enemy, the devil, and the demons, the evil ones, they are only there to steal, kill, and destroy. And a lot of people have their sleep robbed or stolen. So this is important. And Proverbs 3:24 says this: when thou liest down, thou shalt not fear. Thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. That is Proverbs 3:24. Of course, I'm reading it from the... Well, I'm not reading it. I'm just quoting it because I know it by heart, from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. That's the one I trust, the Authorized Version. Americans call it the Authorized Version. The rest, most of the people in Europe know it as the King James Version. Anyway, let's do this again. Very important. Proverbs 3:24. This is the will of God when it concerning sleep, okay? Thou shalt lie... When thou liest down, thou shalt not fear. Now, that's number one. A lot of people that are hindered in sleep, or that are somehow having their sleep robbed, their sleep disturbances, night paralysis, nightmares, insomnia, or waking up all the time. A lot of that is because there is fear. Fear is often the root cause of a lack of sleep, of the sleep being robbed, the sleep that you need. Fear. So come against fear and find out if you are afraid, if you are afraid of something. If you are afraid of something, then you have to bring that before the Lord. And you have to say, Lord, I'm afraid of this. And with fear, closely linked together is anxiety. Of course, fear, anxiety, worry. Whatever you're worried about, whatever you're afraid of, whatever you're anxious about, you have to bring that before the Lord. You either need to ask the Lord for healing or counseling, or you have to have deliverance prayers. But you need to get rid of this fear. You really need to get rid of this fear, because that's often a root cause. And pray before you go to sleep, or if you're helping somebody else who's having a problem with this, then ask that person to, and tell that person, pray the blood of Jesus Christ. Pray the blood of Jesus Christ over over your sleep. That, you know, the praying the blood of Jesus before you go to sleep, I think is imperative, but I also know it's very powerful. And then we go to the other part, and it says, and then the promise is, and thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Now, this is the good news. Praise the Lord, everybody. The Lord wants you to have a sweet sleep, and thy sleep shall be sweet. That's the will of God. And I pray that whosoever is watching this live or in playback or on YouTube as they are downloaded and uploaded to YouTube, or if you're listening on a podcast. But if you're hearing this and I come in agreement with whatsoever is robbing you from a good night's sleep, whatever is disturbing your sleep, I come in agreement with you that we are praying for that to stop and for your sleep to be sweet in the name of Jesus Christ. For that is the will of God. So praise the Lord. I hope I really encourage somebody and many here tonight, especially as we are remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy. And the Sabbath is God's rest. And you see, just as we're remembering rest, God's rest, I am also unctioned by the Holy Spirit to encourage you that as we remember God's rest, the Sabbath, and keeping it holy, that we also know that the will of God for us is to have a sweet sleep, and that we need it, but that God is able and God is willing to give it and grant it unto each and every one of you. So let's do an end with anything that comes to disturb at night in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Well, that's it for me. I pray you all have a wonderful Sabbath and a wonderful weekend and a blessed evening. I'm signing off. This is Evangelist Vincent. Thank you. Keep liking it. Keep sharing it. Keep giving it a loves and a thumb up, because that is what gets these videos high in the ranking. And I address not just issues and challenges that people have, but I encourage, I motivate you with the Word of God, and only the Word of God, because that's what we need to do. We encourage each other in the body of Christ. And as an evangelist, as a pastor, I want to reach as many people as I can with God's beautiful and holy Word, because it does miracles. It saves, it heals, it delivers, it shapes, it instructs. It does everything. So God bless you. And I'm signing off. Thanks again for the thumbs up, sharing it, liking it. And I'll be reading your comments. And I'll be doing more Bible studies and longer sermons as well. But these are the Daily Manas. Bye for now. Love y'all.